This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, Brisbane, Queensland, Scott Maiman for CBS News. Scott, a good day to you. The headline from the London Telegraph, Novak Djokovic, latest news. Tennis star will be detained after visa revoked. This drama has dragged on since before the new year. However, now Australia is in the news because the number one tennis star, to my understanding, arriving to win your Australia Tennis Open again, has been blocked in some fashion by all the machinery of your government. Importantly, what is the opinion of you and your fellow Australians of this melodrama so far? Good day to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Well, look, this is embarrassing as far as Australia is concerned. This has been a saga that should not have been allowed to go on the way it has. And a lot of the feedback that I'm receiving is that, first of all, Djokovic is arrogant. Those are the words I'm hearing back from the average person in the street, and that he always has been, and that this is just part of his arrogance to try and get his way to enter Australia and play at the Australian Tennis Open. The issues for the Australian government is incredibly embarrassing. They've allowed this to go on. And I need to point out that Djokovic is receiving special treatment in what's going on with his legal counter matters, the appeals court system. Anybody in Djokovic's place who enters Australia and is denied never usually gets this amount of legal backing, this appeals process. You're usually squirted away and put on the next plane back to the country from which you come. This is quite unique. This doesn't ordinarily happen. And for this to be going on for a week now is incredibly embarrassing to Australia, right. Incredibly embarrassing for Tennis Australia as well.
I do the short version because I've not followed the intricacies of the reporting hour by hour. Djokovic is not vaccinated. Djokovic made statements to Australia's border patrol that are now regarded as inaccurate. Djokovic has no adequate explanation for his sliding of the rules. And I make those large statements, Scott, because you see the drama that's going on in Great Britain right now. The question of whether the Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson, is going to resign because of statements that were made in 2020 that are now found to be inconsistent about quarantine, about mandates, and about restricting your presence to other people who may or may not be positive. That's not only Boris Johnson, but we learn now the leader of the opposition in Parliament, Keir Starmer. So in America, in 2020 and 2021, we called this rules for me and not for thee. Do you have the same phenomenon in Australia where your leaders have been found flouting their own rules?
Not necessarily our leaders, but some of their disciples, some of their underlings have been caught out. And then when they've been caught out, we're talking about some who've had to resign their commission. Others have faced fines of up to $4,000. This is all part of the COVID practice to keep us all safe. If you break those rules, you will be punished. And it's a heavy, hefty punishment here in Australia. But again, it gets back to the camera, doesn't it? You get caught out on the camera, whether it's something from 2 years ago, as Boris Johnson is now finding out, or Novak Djokovic. He failed to mention that he was in Spain and prior to coming to Australia, and yet it's the TV news footage which has led to his undoing.
The big news in Australia is not a tennis star from Serbia, but Reuters, Melbourne. Japan and Australia hailed a new agreement to cooperate closely on defense as a breakthrough and a landmark in the latest step to bolster security ties against the backdrop of rising Chinese military and economic might. How is this received in your news, Scott? Because it sure looks good from this distance.
It is good. It is fascinating that 75 years ago, Australia the United States. We were at war with Japan. Turn this around. It's one of our northern neighbors here, and we are friends again. In fact, the reciprocal arrangement, it will allow for Australian troops on Japanese soil and Japanese troops to be on Australian soil working hand in hand together. Unfortunately, because of COVID and because of the saga involving Novak Djokovic, this incredible bit of news is being pushed down the bulletin, being pushed down the newscast. So it's not really being seen as well as it could be. It is a wonderful news story, particularly, especially now we've got the issues with China at the moment. And of course, China being in the neighborhood with Japan, and it's the conflict there with China at the moment. It's incredible to see which countries are loyal and which countries are still actionable. And we've got the AUKUS, of course, with the United States, the UK and Australia. And this is just another added bit of friendship with another country. It is something that should be praised.
Omicron is everywhere here in the United States. Have the rules changed for you in Queensland? Have the travel rules within Australia changed because of Omicron?
It's a bit hit and miss. Our travel rules in Australia have changed. We're pretty much opening up business again. Queensland just tonight has reopened its border to the rest of the country. So you can travel freely between my state and the rest of the country, except for Western Australia, which will remain closed until February, March next year. However, the international tourists are still not allowed into Queensland, but we are slowly reopening. It comes as news as we've got the worst pandemic situation. This wave from the Omicron variant is hitting us so bad. We have now exceeded the UK per capita for the number of Omicron cases across Australia, and the number of deaths keeps growing. It's we've not seen this at any time through the pandemic. It's been absolutely shocking.
An additional phenomenon because of the Omicron being so widespread is that there is a shortage of hospital personnel here. There's also a shortage of people working in the stores and the truckers, so that there are, in places hit or miss across America, empty shelves. Do you see the hospital shortages? Do you see the empty shelves in Australia?
We do have some issues with the hospitals. Patients are being moved from one facility to another, which is not looking good. We are stretched to the limit with so many hospitalizations because of this Omicron variant. I should also point out, we've got a similar story with our supermarket shelves. My wife and I went shopping just yesterday, and the entire store was just about empty. It was a case of, why did we bother coming here? But our government is putting in place new measures to allow those who do test positive to go back to filling and stocking the supermarket shelves. And of course, the big transportation companies, they need to get their goods across. So they've got exemptions as well. So they do not need to isolate. They're being told, just get back to work.
Back to work. Now, the weather of Australia is an exciting topic because you're in summer and you're also in La Nina, which is not regular, not every year. So I have watched the phenomena of La Nina sweeping especially heavy rainstorms across the southern coast. And then recently I've learned, following the reporting from Australia weather people, that the typhoon season from the north, it comes down and sweeps along the eastern coastline. That's you at Queensland. Have you seen typhoons recently? Has it done severe damage?
Yes, it has. We've had just in the past week two, we call them cyclones here. They're the variant of a hurricane. And you, as you correctly put, typhoons to the north, they end up being cyclones in our part of the country, part of the world. We've had one by the name of Cyclone Seth, which hit just to the north of me. Now, I'm fortunate that we are so far south of the equator that by the time it gets down here, it's petered out to be a category one cyclone. We've had a second cyclone, Cyclone Tiffany, which hit in the northern part of Queensland, where I am. Fortunately, it's hit a region that is not fairly well with civilization, but it's cut across the top end, entered out back into the waters, and it got gained intensity again. So then it's come across to the top end where the Northern Territory is and just south of Darwin where it's crossed over. But we do have another two cyclones just off our coastline again. One is in the Coral Sea. Another one is just off from the French Polynesia. So we're keeping an eye on those two, because in the Coral Sea and in the French Polynesia region, that's where they gain incredible intensity, and it's just a case of where they're going to hit. That's going to be the concern.
Summertime for Scott Maiman, CBS News in Queensland, Australia. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.